Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, April 30th, and joining us by phone now, the Reverend Dr. David Schmidt. He is the Greg H. Bennett Chair in Homiletics and Literature at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. Good morning, I almost said pastor. Well, you're also a pastor, but Dr. Schmidt. Good morning, Dr. Schmidt. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just got a message from one of my friends who said you're his favorite professor.
Well, that's nice to know.
I assume all of his papers are in and graded, correct?
That is right.
Okay. Well, there is an upcoming event at the seminary, a two-day theological reflection. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah. For about 12 years, Concordia Seminary has been hosting the Day of Homiletical Reflection. And this year, we've decided to combine that with a Day of Exegetical Reflection and then just call it Days of Theological Reflection. So it will work with both preaching and exegesis, so reading the Bible and proclaiming the news of Jesus Christ. So it's going to be a two-day event. The first day on Wednesday, we'll be working with preaching issues. The second day on Thursday, we'll be working with exegetical issues.
Very good. And when is this event coming up?
This will be next Wednesday.
I see.
And it'll go from Wednesday through Thursday.
And so this is, because it's a homiletics, a day of theological, two-day theological reflection, this is geared primarily toward our pastors and our theological students, our seminary students, correct?
Right. Yeah, that would be the primary audience we're thinking of.
And now, adding the exegetical reflection as well, what does that bring to this event?
Well, the exegetical reflection used to be done with the theological symposium in the fall, and we just thought it would be good to bring preaching and interpretation of Scripture together, since our proclamation is based on the words of Scripture. And so it allows us to, it allows pastors to either come and work with the homiletics or come and work with the exegesis or do both. When we had separated them, it kind of meant two trips to the seminary if you wanted to do both of those practices.
Now, do you have specific texts that you'll be working on at this event?
Well, at this event, yeah, the homiletical day is going to have John Nunes as our speaker from Valparaiso, and he's going to be dealing with preaching the poet of heaven and earth, Jesus Christ, and he's going to work with how the arts factor into preaching. And then we'll have a sectional, which will be Jim Veltz will be offering a sermon series on Mark. So if pastors are interested in working with a sermon series, Veltz, who just published a commentary on Mark with CPH, is going to provide a sermon series for that. I'll be doing a sectional on dialogical preaching, fostering a more lively interaction with the Word of God among God's people.
Okay, now I'm going to have to ask, dialogical, that sounds deep.
Well, it isn't. It's just recognizing that preaching is a conversation, that God's Word does things, and when we preach God's Word, He uses the Spirit to enter into the hearts of people and they respond. And so pastors sometimes talk with parishioners after preaching and receive their reflections, what they were hearing. It's going to be dealing with how we can foster a more lively interaction like that. So I mean, we have such a strong theology of what the Word of God is and does in preaching, and yet our practice of it may not manifest that theology. Pastors may preach an 8 to 12 minute sermon, and nobody talks about it. Nobody reflects on it with one another. So it's going to be, how can we join the office of preaching and the mutual consolation of the saints together so we have a lively community centered on the Word of God?
So does that have to do with those conversations on the way out of divine service when a member of the congregation says, Pastor, I don't know what you were thinking, but you wrote that sermon specifically for me, and that wasn't very nice to talk about all my sins in your sermon this morning.
Well, it's it's going to deal with how do we attend to that aspect of the preaching task. And there's been a recent movement in homiletics that has given us a wide variety of options. And so I'm just going to explore some of those options and offer them out there for reflection.
Very good. And so you'll be leading some of the homiletics section, is that correct?
Well, yeah, that'll be a sectional. So basically the day has an opening plenary lecture, and then pastors and those who attend have a choice of three different sectionals that are repeated twice, and then we close the day with a conversation with the plenary speaker about preaching.
Very good. And this is coming up next week, you said, is it Wednesday and Thursday?
Yes, Wednesday and Thursday. I'll start with chapel at 9:35 mm-hmm. on Wednesday, and the roundtable conversation about preaching will probably end about 4:15.
So Wednesday, April 7th, and Thursday, April 8th.
Correct.
Very good at going through the day. Now, if someone's listening, obviously in the St. Louis area, that's not too far for many people, but we have listeners all around the globe. And so is there time still to register for this if they're interested?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's no problem at all. We even will take walk-ins. You can find information about the day at concordiatheology.org. Mm-hmm. And if you go to concordiatheology.org and you tap on the recent, what's coming up, what's happening, you'll find information about the event.
Now, how are things going at the seminary? I mean, with yesterday, all the excitement with placements yesterday, what's campus like today?
It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. It's the best time of the year. It really is. I mean, you're celebrating our Lord's resurrection. You're celebrating Christ sending people out by his Spirit to mm-hmm. places for service in his kingdom. It's just beautiful. I think the students are sometimes walking around dazed that it's actually happening. The excitement is gorgeous. I just love this time of year. You know.
Now, are classes winding down? Are classes done yet?
No. That's the problem, right? We still have classes through probably, I think, May 18th, something like that. So, we've got a long way to go.
So those who are placed might be a bit dazed, and yet they still have work to do.
Right. Yeah, that's why in the call service we actually say pending completion of all of your assignments.
Sure. Yeah. Now, what classes do you teach at Concordia Seminary?
I basically teach in areas of preaching mm-hmm. and the devotional life and literature. So the chair is homiletics and literature. So I'll teach courses from the first homiletics course. They'll take three courses from the first all the way through fourth year courses. And then I teach some courses on the devotional life, spiritual autobiography, things like that.
Wow, very good. Interesting topics. And now Concordia Seminary is on the quarter system, so these classes are usually about a 10-week course. Is that
right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So they can really pack in a lot in that time.
Well, we try. Yeah. Well, it allows us to to cover a variety of topics mm-hmm. and expose the students to different learning experiences as they go through.
Yeah. What's your favorite course out of all the courses you teach?
Oh, that's so difficult. I love the spiritual autobiography course, where we start with Augustine's Confessions and then move all the way to contemporary spiritual autobiographies and kind of listen to the ways in which God's people reflect upon his work in their lives. And I think it really helps students think about how they interact with people as people are telling, you know, the stories of mm-hmm. what brought them to this congregation, what God has done in their life, how they can use that in their pastoral ministry and attend to that.
Why is that? Why would that be helpful to someone entering, pastoral ministry, especially
in
a congregation?
Because sometimes our theological conversations do not use the language that people in everyday life use. Mm-hmm. And so we can approach somebody's everyday life experience and their conversation with our language and not be able to understand what they're saying or not attend to what they're saying. And so it's kind of a give and take where we listen to them, we hear what they're saying, and then we begin to help them frame and reframe what they're saying within the tradition, the rich theological tradition we've received and we try to inculcate with our catechesis.
I was just sharing with some friends yesterday, one of our summer family Sunday school programs where we join our adult Bible class and our regular Sunday school children's classes together a couple of times during the summer. And one of the some of the best classes we've had were when our pastors taught. One of our pastors who consulted with his wife, who has a background in early childhood education, he consulted with her in preparing his lesson. And so what we got was this great lesson, a great theological foundation because of all of his theological training and at the seminary as a pastor, and then her early childhood education background, and combined them into this outstanding lesson that really appealed to all ages. It was quite an engaging classroom. So
yes.
I can see what you're saying there, taking the time to use that good, solid theological foundation, that theological education, and connect with a layperson who doesn't necessarily understand the theological language and help them make that connection.
Right. Right. And yet they have experienced things in their lives that they're trying to put into words.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it explores that.
To help us be articulate as Christians and to
Right.
be able to speak what we believe, teach, and confess.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the 2-day theological reflection coming up next week, the Wednesday and Thursday, April 7th and 8th at Concordia Seminary. Folks can find out more information at Concordia Theology. I almost got that wrong. ConcordiaTheology.org, is that correct?
That is correct.
They can find out more about the 2-day theological reflection that includes homiletics and exegetical. So be sure to check it out. And you'll also see Reverend Dr. David Schmidt there. And who are some of the other speakers?
Well, Dr. Jim Veltz will be speaking, mm-hmm. and Jeffrey Kloa will be presenting his paper. And we have Dr. David Adams, who will be preaching, and Tim Seleska.
Wonderful. Sounds like a great lineup. So pastors and students, check it out, ConcordiaTheology.org. Reverend Dr. David Schmidt, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time. It's been a pleasure talking with you about the upcoming 2-day theological reflection at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis.
Thank you very much.
God's blessings to you. And as you finish up your term there for
Thank
this quarter. Okay. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll join together to study the daily lectionary with Reverend David Kaiser from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Watonga, Oklahoma. And then during the 9 o'clock hour, we'll join together for morning prayer. Listeners, I hope you can stick around for this as we start your day with the Word of God in prayer, all part of the lineup of His Time right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.